Key line, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Aleph, 2:11, and the last of the Perek. And a very straightforward Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Tvua nota al gabe tvua. If you have one type of grain which was planted properly, but then it leans over such that it's now leaning over and kind of covering another type of grain, so it kind of looks potentially like key lime. And the same goes, Vyarak al gabe yarak, if you have two vegetables planted properly that then spread out and one is covering the other. Tavua al gabi yerek, or yerek al gabi tavua, or if you have grain on top of a vegetable, or vegetable on top of a grain. In all those cases, hakol mutter. Everything is okay, meaning you can leave things as they are, since you planted them kedin. That was the point of the previous halacha, telling you how to space the different species apart. And since they've been spaced apart properly, you can leave it as is. Chut medelas yavanis, with the exception of the delas yavanis, the Greek gourd, because the Greek gourd spreads out so far and wide, it's, you know, its leaves and branches are so large, so it's just too much. And therefore, if the Greek gourd spreads out, covering where it shouldn't go, so then it has to be cut back or brought back so that there's no appearance of impropriety. Now, you might ask, wait a second. If in the previous mission we talked about a base rova, a space, a gap of a base rova, a massive gap, how is it possible that a piece of wheat could span a whole base rova to cover a piece of barley or the like? Their answer is, of course it couldn't. So either this is a great raya to those who understand it's just the approach of the, you know, the visually distinct, you know, sections of planting, then it's straightforward, meaning that the let's say the wheat and barley are planted very close together, just in large fields. Then you can understand how the wheat could grow over and be covering some barley. Alternatively, if you go with the basic approach of, indeed, the base rova is an empty, unplanted space, the point is after that, so then the distance between the two fields can the space can taper off and they can get narrower together. Or you have the idea of that Roche tour, like kind of like a triangular-shaped field penetrating into a rectangular-spaced field, a shaped field, and so on. So there are ways in which edges of one field still could touch an edge of a different type of field, and that's what we're talking about here. In all cases, we say if you're planted according to the proper requirements set forth previously, then everything's okay except for the Greek gourd. Rabbi Meir Omer, Af Hakishus Uful HaMitzri, he says, in addition to the Greek gourd, according to his Masorah that his Rebbeim taught him, there's two other plants which, if they are planted properly but go beyond their bounds, must be brought back or cut away. And those are the Kishus, whatever that is exactly, let's translate it as cucumber for now, and the pulamitsri, this is the Egyptian bean. Both these are famous to be also large, although not as large as the Greek gourd. And Rabbi Meir himself says, although that is my Masorah, no doubt about it, Vroa ani es divrehen midvarai, I still think that what the rabbi set forth before is certainly, I myself, Rabbi Meir, agree that sounds more reasonable. I see that to be the more reasonable approach, that nothing other than the Greek gourd should be restricted. But my Masorah is my Masorah, I can't deny it. And therefore the halacha, of course, is, like the Tanakhama, that all grain and vegetables subject to the laws of kilayim that are planted properly, you don't need to worry if they later on grow beyond their bounds and cover one another, with the exception of the Greek gourd.